Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Please paint a picture of the findings of the report with particular focus on hunger in the continent.
In the report that we have put out together with the Africa Union Commission and FAO, we aimed to show that, especially in this COVID era, we cannot just be thinking about health. We have to think of food security in the context also of recovery from COVID-19. And here we are looking at it from a very holistic standpoint. We do not want to continue interventions that only look at it from a food security without looking at all the other sectors of the economy and also looking at it from a multidisciplinary way of addressing hunger. So we have issues of health, issues of nutrition, but also climate change, because we are looking at long-term solutions for climate change.
And according to the findings, what are the main drivers of hunger?
It's not really just about producing food. It's not, if it was just about having enough food, we have enough food in the world to feed everyone. But the problem here is having access to food. So this is both in terms of empowering people, in terms of purchasing power, but also creating jobs along the agricultural value chain. Given most, especially in Africa, depend on agriculture for their livelihood. So it's really transforming agriculture in a manner that it creates jobs. And that way you will have people who can access food. It's also about infrastructure and getting the supply chains open. As you know, during the COVID era, there was a disruption of value chains. So you tend to find that food was becoming expensive. And also you can imagine that that was compounded by situations of flooding, of the locusts, many of drought in some areas. So we have to address this in a holistic manner, where we are looking at interventions from the climate change side, but also interventions from increasing productivity, opening up our markets in the context of the free trade area, the RCFTA. So it's multifaceted.
And which regions on the continent are mostly affected by the situation?
It really depends on the issue you're talking about. So if it is about the locusts, it was mainly in Eastern Africa. If it's about drought, we have many parts of the continent, the Sahel, and also East Africa and the Horn of Africa as well. But we have floods in Southern Africa, as you can imagine, in Mozambique, if you recall. So there are many parts of the continent. But overall, the issue of food insecurity is very prominent in Africa, and it is one where at one time you can have a part of the continent doing okay, but then within the next half of the year, we have them not doing so well. So it is a continuous problem, but mainly it's accompanied by joblessness, it's accompanied by poor weather and low infrastructure. Irrigation in order to harness water as well for food production.
And the situation is expected to have deteriorated further this year with no easing of hunger's main drivers. What do we make of that?
I think we just need to continue to look at it from a very holistic standpoint. We cannot let our guard down. I think last year, because of COVID, after the initial shock, there was a move to address the issue of food security and hunger. But you will recall that production is long-term. So even if you had, for instance, food reserves, we need to continue boosting production. We need to continue boosting intra-African trade. We need to continue looking at issues of empowering women and control over land resources, empowering our youth, so that we can have long-term solutions to hunger. It's a structural problem. It's not an emergency problem alone.
And lastly, Doctor, all the agencies are behind the report are calling on African countries to heed the call for agri-food systems transformation. Is this doable?
Yes, it is. You know, the UN Secretary General convened the Food Systems Summit this year. And throughout the year, we were across the world, actually, and especially in Africa, we were partnering with the African Union Commission and put out a common position for Africa, for food systems going forward to the UN meeting, which happened, the summit, the conference, which happened in September. We believe it is doable. And what the Secretary General was calling for was key actions, looking at a bold new way of transforming our food systems. And here we are talking about the entire system, but looking to extend that to the achievement of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So it's a new way of looking at how we address food systems, and we are looking forward to those actionable areas moving forward.